Grace to you and peace be multiplied from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. We'll consider our words which come from Psalm 47. O clap your hands, all you peoples. Shout to God with the voice of triumph, for the Lord Most High is awesome. He is a great king over all the earth. He will subdue the peoples under us and the nations under our feet. He will choose our inheritance for us, the excellence of Jacob whom he loves. God has gone up with a shout, the Lord with the sound of a trumpet. Sing praises to God, sing praises. Sing praises to our King, sing praises. For God is the King of all the earth. Sing praises with understanding. God reigns over the nations. God sits on his holy throne. The princes of the people have gathered together, the people of the God of Abraham, for the shields of the earth belong to God. He is greatly exalted. This is God's word. In Jesus' name, dear fellow pilgrims in Christ. Joshua fought the battle of Jericho, right? After all, that's how the song goes. That's how my children know it. Was it really Joshua who fought this battle? What was it that made it possible that with one shout, the mighty walls of Jericho would come tumbling down? We read from Joshua chapter 6. It happened when the people heard the sound of the trumpet, and the people shouted with a great shout that the wall fell down flat. This ascension season, we shout. As we find it in verse 1, shout to God with the voice of triumph. In much the same fashion as God descended upon the land of Canaan and overcame the enemy. In much the same fashion as he ascended the Mount of Jerusalem to establish that dwelling place for him among his Old Testament people. In the much the same way, God has also ascended to his throne in heaven through his Lord Jesus, through our Lord Jesus. With a shout, he's brought down the walls of the law. He has caused to crumble the opposition of our enemies. And he is on his ascended throne, ruling in the hearts and lives of his people, a spiritual dwelling place. Verse 5, God has gone up with a shout, the Lord with the sound of a trumpet. God has ascended with a shout, and his shout of victory becomes our shout of victory. Did Joshua fight the battle of Jericho? We read again from Joshua chapter 6. Joshua said to the people, shout, for the Lord has given you the city. All credit is to be given to God alone for causing those walls to fall. It was his shout. It was his battle. So also it is with us. Joshua did not fight the battle, God did. And we do not fight the battle against sin, but God does. In fact, we're more likely hiding within the walls of Jericho ourselves, within the walls of the enemy, finding that comfortable place, because man likes to wall God out. If God tears down those walls, it's going to expose everything that's inside. All the hatred, the bitterness, the evil sins that we've committed in our hearts and in our lives. Inside those walls, our flesh stands in opposition to everything God stands for. It's where sin would like you to just leave it alone so it can continue to rule your lives. Whether it's as a church synod, whether it's as congregations or spouses or children, this is the walls of me. To dwell within the security of my wants rather than what other people need. To be walled in where we can be more concerned about what other people aren't doing rather than what I could be doing. Within these walls there lies a wicked king who refuses to ever do something for someone else unless someone else does something for him first. Verse 5, God has gone up with a shout. This word shout we have both in verse 1 and verse 5. It pictures a warlike cry for battle, a victory triumph even. This is the shout that rings out as our Lord Jesus ascends to heaven, as he does battle against the forces of evil in this world. He refuses to let that wicked king rule your life. He comes to save. He comes for Rahab, the harlot within the walls of Jericho, the sinners. He comes for you. But as God shouts, we actually find this doesn't originate from his throne in heaven. It's a voice sounded here on earth. For God to go up with a shout, he had to first come down. For him to ascend, he had to first descend. John chapter 3, we read, "No one has ascended to heaven, but he who came down from heaven, that is the Son of Man who is in heaven." The battle God chose to face, he chose not to face from his throne in heaven. And thank goodness for that. We read in verse 8, God reigns over the nations. He sits on his holy throne. In those words, his holy throne, we find that God is completely set apart from sin. The throne of his holiness. If God were to fight this battle from his throne, we would all be destroyed because we would all be his enemies. No, he descended from that throne. This is what we need, something finally holy and perfect to do everything right that we've done wrong. As we read from Philippians, who being in the form of God, did not consider it robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a slave and coming in the likeness of men. He descends to take our form, to take our sins, and ascends to claim our victory. As Martin Chemnitz wrote, "Christ, having completed the work of redemption, having defeated death and the devil, ascended into heaven. Therefore, Christ is truly God." It's the same words that we just confessed in our confession of faith. That in Christ, God and man are united. That it is truly the Son of God who brought a death sufficient to pay for your worst sins. It is Jesus, exalted in victory to the throne of God, who now goes between us and God. We read in Romans chapter 8, "Who is he who condemns? It is Christ who died, and furthermore also is risen, who is even at the right hand of God, who makes intercession for us." It is Jesus who can now bring you into the presence of God's holy throne, who can present you perfect before the Father in heaven. He's bridged that gap between earth and heaven. Verse 4, "He will choose our inheritance for us, the excellence of Jacob, whom he loves." Jesus comes to us in baptism, bridging that gap, inviting us and bringing us with his righteousness before God, cleansing us from all our sins. These are the excellencies of Jacob. Jacob wasn't even the firstborn. He lied and cheated to get the birthright away from Esau. What is excellent is that we are loved by God despite all our sins, despite all our worthlessness. The enduring riches of Christ, our inheritance that we heard of in Ephesians chapter 1 in our reading, the hope of his calling, the riches of his inheritance in the saints. We can now cross that bridge to come before God, because the Word is never a dead end. Jesus is the Word made flesh, which means that every time we're considering God's Word in church, or in Bible study, in our homes, we are bridging that gap. We are entering into heaven as we find God himself, subduing all our enemies, all those that would oppose us, Indeed, in Christ, God has ascended with a shout. The victory at Jericho didn't really happen the moment the walls fell down. It didn't even happen as the Israelites traveled on to Ai, the next battle. No, the victory was complete when the Lord came to Joshua on the plains of Jericho and said, "See, I have given Jericho into your hand, its king and the mighty men of valor." All the Israelites did was to echo what God had already promised. His shout becomes our shout. His ascension becomes our ascension as we echo what he's done here on earth. He has ascended into heaven and leaves us here to be his witnesses and shout to the nations. For the Lord Most High is awesome. He is the great king over all the earth. But the world says, "Where is your king?" As we look around us, as we see innocent people die every day in war, in tragedy, as we see governments approving of the killing of unborn children, as we see families divided, divorced, conflict between parents and children, we say, "Where is our king?" We see members fade away and disappear. We see ourselves continuing to grow in a lack of appreciation for the means of grace, not having devotions or prayers in our own lives. Does our loving Savior really rule? I recall a conversation I had with some friends in college. And like a lot of people, to one extent or another, one of these individuals believed in karma. The idea that if you do something good will happen back to you. And if you do something bad, well, then you get what you deserve. It's frightful to think of God ruling this way. This would mean God ascending into heaven with a shout of, "You're on your own. See you later." Karma is to walk by blind sight. And what I mean is, to live this life only by what you see with your eyes is to be blind. We read from Hebrews chapter 11, "By faith, the walls of Jericho fell down after they were encircled for 7 days." By faith, the children of Israel, day one, day two, circling the walls of Jericho, had to be trusting that God knew what he was doing. Day three, day four, by faith, we too circle again and again that city. And the inhabitants of this world wonder what we're doing. As we're carrying the ark of God's covenant with us too in our lives, as we are following the faithful priests that have gone before us, who are blowing the trumpet of truth, and we continue to march onward. This victory, as we said, is as sure as God's word. Before they had even gotten to the plains of Jericho, before they'd even crossed the Jordan River, all the way back when God promised that he would make these things happen. God has gone up with a shout, and he's left us here to circle Jericho, to rescue the Rahab that are within those walls, and to shout those praises of Christ crucified. Because as we consider those readings we had from Luke, first from the Gospel of Luke and also from Acts, we see that Jesus' reign is not an earthly reign. It's not an earthly kingdom. That's why he ascended into heaven. And he comes to us through the means of grace to rule. He comes to us with a power, as Luke said, preaching the repentance and remission of sins. Verse 7, "God is the king of all the earth, sing praises with understanding." This is our understanding, that God has gone up with a shout of "Christ is risen, and our Lord is king," which we know by faith. As Luther put it, the 47th Psalm is a prophecy of Christ, that he shall rise up and become king over all the world without a battle, simply through shouts, songs, and trumpet calls. That is, through the joyful preaching of the gospel. Just as the walls of Jericho fell by trumpet blasts and shouts without any weapons at all. Where is our king? Well, he's in heaven. Our kingdom is not of this world, and we wage a war that's not of this world. Our true enemies are under our feet in the preaching of the gospel, because these are the forces of Satan. As we trample underfoot the whole world, counting the sacrifice of Christ more precious to us than anything, as we stomp on Satan's throat and shout in his face, we are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special people, who has reconciled us to him, who will not leave us or forsake us, who will return to bring us into that eternal rule of heaven. The Israelites had to be united. What would have happened if they were confused, if they were breaking ranks? What would have the king of Jericho thought? What would have happened to those walls? They shouted with one voice. They marched as one people. And we too march as one, with the blessing by God's grace of unity in confession, in God's word, in teaching, and in our lives. We witness to this one shout that God brings through us as we echo to all nations the victory. Sing praises to God, sing praises. Whether we're gathered around God's word as a synod, as a congregation, in your own lives, in your families, around the dinner table, you shout with the voice of triumph. You witness by words and actions. The world would never know what this rule of God is if his people didn't say something. Let us bring down the walls of this world with shouts of God's word and God's forgiveness to rescue those Rahabs, those sinners, those lost souls, just like we have been rescued too. From Joshua chapter 6, and the seventh time it happened, when the priests blew the trumpets, that Joshua said to the people, "Shout, for the Lord has given you the city." God has ascended with a shout. Amen. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. We'll continue with the singing of our next hymn, hymn 217, in the Lutheran hymnal.